This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk, and I'm here with Don Sanchez, legendary five-time Emmy Award-winning television journalist who spent 40 years at KGO-TV. He is also touching the sailing world, having been the MC just recently for the Sausalito Yacht Club's Lighted Boat Parade.
It was the 35th edition of this. They were expecting, they had registered 70 boats, and because of the storm and the wind, only 14 boats showed up. There was such enthusiasm and just terrific decorations on these boats. These people really embraced it. You know, sailors, the daring and the do and the creativity, and it really showed on some really interesting sailboats and powerboats. No kayakers this year, which, you know, they usually weave in and out, and there were a few people who had not registered and suddenly bring their boats on, so guests that we were not expecting.
You also have been in the field for 40 years, have had
4 years, 5 months, and 3 days, but who's counting?
Is that right?
Well, I retired at the end of 2012, and then they brought me back. I used to cover the Academy Awards, so they brought me back to cover the Academy Awards one more time in 2013. Well, I did dance the night after the party after the lighted boat parade. There were a lot of people inside at the yacht club, not out on the deck. We were out on the deck, obviously, to watch the parade going by. There weren't a lot of people out there because, of course, it had been raining and it had been stormy all day. Interestingly enough, though, the parade started at 6 o'clock. Around 5:40, the rain stopped. The clouds parted. You could see stars as they went by, and a little bit of light from the star looking at some of these boats going by. And usually there's also a fireworks show, and they had to cancel that because for safety of the people who would shoot off the fireworks and rocking and rolling out on the bay. And you know how San Francisco Bay can be.
Yes.
Really calm right along Sausalito waterfront. There were still people out there, though, outside of, in the park by the yacht club and the ferry dock, cheering on these people. And the great thing, as I may have mentioned earlier, is the enthusiasm from the people on the boats. They were just thrilled, singing Christmas songs and yelling at us on shore. Good time. There was one boat that was depicting penguins and porpoises, and people were on deck in costume, jumping up and down. They were dressed up as fish or and penguins, dancing up and down and just having a grand time. That's what it's all about, I think. You know, the camaraderie of sailing and being in a yacht club and stories that could be told. So that was just, it was a pleasant evening. It was just delightful.
Well, Don, it's been such a pleasure to have you come and visit us for a short spotlight for SalesPort Talk. I look forward to dancing with you on the air again.
All right.
All right. Thank you for that. Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network, heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. It is that time, 40 after of the first hour, where we bring in our friend and sailing aficionado, Karen Lyle. Karen, how you doing today?
Great, Dominic. It's really great to be here, as I am every Tuesday, and you too.
I'm glad that you're here and in studio. Always a pleasure having you joining us. And I'm actually going to hand this thing off to you, Karen, and let you do your thing. So, Karen, take it away, SalesPort Talk.
Well, as you know, I'm Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk, and today we have two guests with us from the Los Angeles Yacht Club, Commodore Kelly Marie and Women on the Water Chair Sue Tholtz. How are you both doing?
Doing great.
Well, thank you
so much for having us.
So I'm going to ask each of you some questions about what you're doing there in Los Angeles, because it's been a little while since we've heard from LA Yacht Club. And LA Yacht Club is actually the place where the concept for SalesPort Talk started. It was at your opening day ceremony that I looked out there and saw those 100-plus Commodores from all around the greater Los Angeles area and the big fanfare, and realized that sailing as a sport was not represented in mainstream sports, and came up here to Sports Byline to give it a start. And so I'm always going to give credit there to LA Yacht Club for being the inspiration to remind me of the fact that sailors like to be talked about. So, Kelly, you are the Commodore now, and tell us a little bit about your year.
The year has been fantastic. We've had a great leadership team and a great season of racing and a great season over at our outstation in Howland's Landing. And actually, we just had our annual dinner and membership voted me in as Commodore again next year. So I'll be Commodore again, and I'm looking forward to that.
That's great. I think you're the third woman Commodore at the Los Angeles Yacht Club. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have Marie Rogers also and Carol Armitage, and they actually founded WOW.
That's right. I remember I used to fly down to L.A. for business and step on over to San Pedro and take out one of those Cal 20s with Marie Rogers. That was quite a bit of fun.
Yeah. And under Sue's leadership, WOW has really taken off and is our largest growing segment within the membership demographics. And it's really, really exciting to see that happen.
Sue, let's talk a little bit about the Women on the Water program at Los Angeles Yacht Club. So what is it that you are doing in your outreach in the community that brings water women into the program for you?
Well, I can't take all the credit here. I have a co-chair, Kelly Millar, who has been instrumental in bringing people in by personally making invitations and doing outreach, really essentially by phone, right? And finding interested women and personally inviting them every single month and making them feel welcome. I think the two of us really try to make this a very welcoming group for folks who are new to sailing, for folks who are interested. And essentially, we just try to have a good time. And if we have a good time, then folks bring their friends, right? And it grows every single month.
Kelly, tell us a little bit about what you find so appealing about being on the water on a boat, and especially maybe even the captain of that boat.
For me, it's really about adventuring. I'm definitely, I love racing and I'm very competitive, but I love to go exploring. I have a 50-foot classic catch called Zapata 2. We actually just refitted and lined it with some carbon fiber and made it a new wood boat. So I'm very excited to be back on the water. I actually didn't even have my boat the last year as Commodore, and that kind of, that was really actually hard for me. So I'm really, really looking forward to next year and sharing the experience of being on the boat with people. I think that's one thing that I really do love is, you know, people who haven't been on the water, giving them that experience and sharing the avenue that even if you don't have a boat, you can still get on the water at Los Angeles Yacht Club because we have our community sailing program. And again, WOW.
And WOW is the nickname for the women on the water too. So it's a good WOW. Sue, tell us about Howland's Landing, because Los Angeles Yacht Club historically, for long before many of us were born, had this connection to Catalina Island. And how does WOW interact with Catalina Island?
For many of our WOW members, you know, we have our own boats and we're able to go over to Howland's Landing and more over there and use the outstation and use the facilities there. But for many of us, we don't have our own boats. And so once a year, we take a lot of our community sailing members who do not have boats but who are part of the Women on the Water group over to Howland's Landing to the outstation so we can all experience it together. So we do a Women on the Water cruise. And this year we had four boats go over, and we had a fabulous time on the weekend with just our group, and we were able to just enjoy the time over on Howland's. And for, you know, for many folks, it was a first time, and it was just magical. And of course, you know, immediately after that, one of our members turned around and ended up buying a boat, right? I think that's a big driver in allowing women to experience that outstation and say, oh my goodness, I have to be able to come over here anytime I want. This is magical.
Well, it does make a big difference when you own the boat and you get to set the rules and be in charge of the comings and goings and the galley as well as the cockpit. So, Kelly, what do you find to be the most fun part of going to Catalina Island?
Again, the adventure. And Catalina Island, it's Talon's Landing. It's so special. You can't recreate it anywhere else. There, it's safe. It's quiet. It's 22 miles away from San Pedro. The kids run free. And what's beautiful is that LAYC, legacy families, we have a majority of the moorings in there. So you can go over with ease. And it's like our backyard, and it's all our LAYC family and friends that we all get together. And that's the most special part. Like, you just, what we have is so special that you just cannot recreate it anywhere else.
This is Karen Lyle, and I am here on SailSport Talk on Sports Byline talking to Commodore Kelly Marie and WOW Chair Sue Tholtz from the Los Angeles Yacht Club. Sue, what is the most, I guess, hair-raising experience that you've had on the water?
Of course you have to ask this question, don't you? All right, Karen, my family and I'm fresh coming off of this one, and we went over to Howland for our Thanksgiving dinner. So we did this last year. And last year we also, that was our first time going over to Howland. And we ended up, in a difficult mooring situation where we were arriving later in the evening than we had expected, and trying to moor in the dark for the first time on our own. But I will say that even though it was kind of difficult with just myself and my husband and my two teenage kids, we ended up seeing a gigantic whale, a big baby whale just coming right underneath our boat in Howland's Landing. So our most difficult experience certainly turned into the most beautiful experience, and seeing all that bioluminescence, that was just, it reminded us why we were there, right? Even though we were so stressed out, it was so difficult. We'd had a trying day. We just experienced this most breathtaking moment, and we said, oh, we have to do this again. And of course, again, this year at Thanksgiving, we again had, yet another turbulent moment when the seas turned unexpectedly, way more surf than we had intended for, and we ended up having a very uncomfortable evening on the boat. So not exactly anything quite super dangerous, just, many moments of great stress and discomfort so far.
Well, usually, I think when you're the boat owner, you're very aware of the boat units, and a boat unit is $1,000, as we call it, boat units that we spend on our boat if something goes wrong, right? And so how deep is the water there, Sue, underneath the boat? Because you're saying that the whale came, were you already on the mooring at that time?
And we were. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I just wanted to know I was thinking it was fairly shallow, so I'm really surprised that the whales came in that close.
Oh, my goodness. I was shocked, too. I think it was a baby. It wasn't gigantic, but when I heard the sound, I thought, is that a sea lion coming out? What is that? Because I heard the breathing. And then we turned around, and there in the moonlight was this whale, just going underneath us. So, Kelly, how deep is it there in the sea row there?
And I'm not sure. There's several rows, Karen, of moorings and sea row. I don't know, Sue, actually.
I guess 25 feet, maybe.
Okay.
Because even the closest, we're still in 14 feet. Even at, when you're in A row and you're at the closest to the beach, it's still a good, depending on the tide, 12, 14 feet right there, even at the closest.
Kelly, when you're out there sailing at night, and sometimes that's a plan or not a plan, what is it that you like about night sailing or don't like?
I actually love night sailing through the port. Mm. I think the Port of Los Angeles is one of the most prettiest places to explore in the evening.
All the big cranes? I think those being right there in the port and seeing all the industry and seeing all the lights, that is pretty magnificent to see. Even during the day, obviously it's breathtaking, but to see these gigantic cranes and the whole infrastructure of the port, I think at night, it's when it's all lit up, it looks like Christmas all year round.
Yeah, and it also reminds me of Star Wars, right? Like all the
yeah
machines and everything. It's very, it's it's very inspirational almost.
One of the things I enjoy too is the lights on reflected in the water when you're out sailing at night, because you'll see the, especially if there's a little bit of color in the light, you know, the water just becomes like a jewel case.
Yeah, Tuesday, tonight's Taco Tuesday. A group of people always get together and we take our, get on boats and go to the city dock and walk downtown to for dinner. And it's just, it's a fun activity to do.
So what do you find is the most rewarding part of having learned the skill of sailing?
Well, I will say that I've come to sailing as an adult. So I didn't sail as a family. I grew up in the Midwest in central Illinois, where there's a lot more corn than there is ocean. And, you know, we started sailing when we lived in Chicago. And, you know, as an adult learner, it's, and we're always trying to learn, aren't we? I think a lot of sailors are just people who are perpetual learners and never quite done. And I think it's, you know, just building that confidence. And, of course, it's just doing another, it's doing another thing outside. It's enjoying the peace. It's enjoying the, you know, all the adventure. I'm a wildlife enthusiast. I'm a big birder. And so I am always out for finding new birds. And so, you know, what isn't exciting about sailing, right? It's always something new to try. It's always a new place to go. And when you imagine all the places that are inaccessible by land or by car, and you think about how much more you have to explore by being on a boat and how much more is accessible to you, that is really worth fantastic.
Well, it is such a pleasure having both of you here, Kelly Marie and Sue Tholtz from the Los Angeles Yacht Club. And this is Karen Lyle from Sailsport Talk. And I'm going to be back here again next week on Tuesday morning.